Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
We encourage you all, and we want you all to stay focused, as today we're going to be talking about the vision, how you're not losing focus in this new season. You have to not lose focus in this new season. So you have to know how to stay focused on your vision, on your mission. And I'm telling you, people of God, it is important for this new season that is approaching spiritually and naturally. You must understand where you're going. If you don't have a clear-cut path of where you're going, you are subject to stray. You're subject to become influenced by any wind of doctrine or any persuasion of speech. You are tempted to stray off path, believing that is the divine path God may have for you, but really you just were succumbing to sweet words and melodies. So I encourage each and every one of you all who are under the sound of my voice, if you have not done so, I encourage you to take the time and actually write out a vision or a mission statement for yourself. Most people don't do that. Most people do not do that for themselves. They're used to seeing a vision or mission maybe in response to an employer whom they work for. But General Andrew and I, we have mission and vision statements for our marriage. We have a vision and mission statement for ourselves as individuals. General Andrew has one, and I have one. We even have one, of course, we have to have one for the organization, for KCI. You're not to lose your focus in the new season, but it's not enough just for me to say don't lose your focus. You have to know what you're focusing on. You have to know exactly what you should be focusing on. If I were to ask you and call you out, those that I know that are on the line, and I were to ask, what are you focusing on for in your new season? What is your next focus? What is your founding scripture? Some of you all don't have that, never thought about it. What is your founding scripture for your next season? And it can change from season to season. But what is your founding scripture that you are to really hone in, meditate on, recite daily, keep you on your grind, keep you focused? If I were to ask you, I guarantee over 90% of you all would say, and hurry up and make something up probably on the spot. I'm not going to call you out, so don't get nervous. But this is to get you to think rhetorically. So what is your vision and mission? If you don't have one, I would suggest you to get one in place. If you don't know how to write a mission or vision statement, Google it. What is a vision statement? What is a mission statement? They are synonymously, and they are used and intertwined together, but they have a distinct definition and a distinct purpose. Your vision can change. Your vision can change because it's adapted to what's going on the earth. Your vision can change due to maybe God fulfilling it. Your mission should never change. Your mission is concrete. No matter what happens, this is my mission. But your vision might say to spread the gospel and fulfill, you know, the word of God in Ethiopia. But then God sends a mighty wind, and you're able to drop like 300,000 Bibles over there. You all ain't been able to help 15 missionaries to impact Ethiopia. It seems like it's becoming pretty saturated with the word of God. So then your vision can change and say, now I'm going to focus maybe on, you know, a different country or a different village or a different demographic. So your vision can be fulfilled, and then you can just advance from there. But your mission, concrete, doesn't change. I encourage you to write a vision and a mission statement. If you don't know what you're working towards, if you don't know as a person what you're sent out here to fulfill, you are just like a tumbleweed. The wind will dictate to you where you go. I don't know about you, but I'm not allowing the wind to dictate where I go. The only wind I allow is the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Ghost, to show me where I need to go. But if anyone just breathes upon you and they say,
that's right,
you go over here, you know, come over here, you'll just be tumbling out in the desert because you don't know how to stand flat-footed, unmovable, steadfast. Get some strength about yourself. Get some wisdom about yourself. Get some knowledge, some concreteness about yourself. Our job is to empower you and show you what you need to do, but it is not our job to do it for you, me and Jen or Andrew. If you need help, of course, sign up for a one-on-one. Sign up for a one-on-one, and we can talk you through your mission, talk you through your vision. We do it all the time, all week long, talking to people in the Bahamas, talking to people in Jamaica, talking to people all over the nation, talking to people overseas, doesn't matter, Kuwait. We do this all the time. But we're wanting you to put forth some effort. You have to understand what God is calling you to do in this hour. He's calling for your vision to be honed in. He's calling for your vision to be honed in. He's calling for your mission to be made clear. He's calling for you all to be more diligent with your time, more focused with your effort. You have to avoid those who disrespect your chosen focus. I really do believe what my mentor taught me. He taught me, and he said, the only reason men, humankind, men fall, the only reason men fall, men fail, is broken focus. And I had to really think about that. And I said, is there a way that I can really say that we fall for anything else, and it just keeps coming back to broken focus, even in the natural. If you want to lose weight, it takes a made-up mind and focus. If you break your focus, you will end up binge eating. You will end up going for a larger portion size. You will knock your weight loss off track, if not even gain even more weight. You want to beef up, tone, gain muscle mass? You have to stay focused, going to the gym, doing your arms, your legs day, all of that. You have a routine. When you break your focus and say, oh, I don't feel like going today, one day turns to 2 days, turns to 3 days, you're out the gym 2 whole weeks. Why? Because something has broken your focus. In the spirit, same thing. The only reason why men fail is broken focus. What has allowed you to become lackadaisical and lazy in your approach, in your aggression, in your pursuit concerning the things of God, concerning the word of God? Who has been in your ear? What relationship, platonic or romantic, what job has kept you out of your prayer life with God? Don't you know that Satan dreads your total concentration on God's assignment in your life? He dreads it. So he knows it's so simple for some people more than others. It's so easy for the enemy to get you off track. You're a hothead. You're a high-tempered person. All he got to do is send some troll or send somebody to disrespect you, and you're on lost focus for the whole day. Early in the morning, driving to work, taking a bus, somebody has a bad attitude and rubbed you the wrong way, took out some of their anger on you. But instead of you taking the high road or realizing not to take it personal because it's something that is not complete or whole, it might be something broken in their life, you react to it and take deep offense to it, get you out of character, you're cussing, you're raising your voice, you're acting indignant, and now the rest of the day is off focus because of somebody's five-minute interchange or interaction with someone in the morning. Now it's set your whole day. Am I speaking the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
This is important. When Satan wants to destroy you, he sends a person into your life. Very true. He will always use a person. That's what he tell you. Assess those that come in your life. Assess those new voices that want to be in your ear. Check them out by the Holy Ghost. That makes you a wise person. A person that doesn't check a person out is foolish to me, because I want to know what's your motto, what's your motive, just like Delilah. If you all don't know the story of Delilah, that's your homework, kingdom work. Judges 16, read that. That was the story of Samson and Delilah, and it talked about that maybe around, I don't know, the fourth scripture. and started talking about how the Philistines came up to her and told her, gave her an assignment. That's what the enemy would do. The enemy will boldly walk up to a person and give them an assignment. Hey, this is what you do. Entice that person. Get on that person's nerve. Curse that person out. Blast that person. Do this. Talk about them. Give this person a time. And you just like puppets just say, okay, I'll do it. And that's what Delilah did. Delilah went ahead with the plan. And if you don't know the story, it's a very good story. Samson was a chosen man of God. But Samson had some things he could and could not do from birth. This was God's order. But Samson neglected that because he became distracted on his focus and allowed a woman to break his focus. And as a consequence of Samson's concentration being broken, his broken focus made him a slave. And I tell you, people of God, you don't want to succumb to slavery because of broken concentration. Talk about an unnecessary trial. Talk about unnecessary bondage. Talk about unnecessary warfare. In this new season, do not lose your new focus. Do not lose your focus. Stay submerged in the Word of God. This is why it's so important, people of God, to know what you are called to do. And if you don't know, like I said, we are here to help you. But this is why it's so important that you know what God has called you to do. It's time for you to stop, what is this, a brand new week. So from last week to this week, what new focus or what new tailoring or editing have you done to your current focus? What new things have you learned in the last 7 days? Since I've last spoke to you last week, I've read four books, and I'm very busy. So you can't say, well, you know, I'm busy. I got this. I'm very busy. But if you don't make time for knowledge, stupidity will schedule itself. If you don't make time for knowledge, stupidity will schedule itself. You got to have time for knowledge. It's only through knowledge that you'll learn how to really fine-tune your vision. The Bible talks about how in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communications corrupt good manners. What does that mean? That if you're around people who don't have a vision, if you're around people who are not on a mission, if you're around people who are not for prosperity, if you're not around people who are tithers and you call yourself being best buddies with them and hanging out, they're your girls, they're your guys, you hang out and have a good time with them, if they are not about the things of God, their evil communications will eventually corrupt your good manners. It will easily tear down your vision. Why? Because they don't even have the mindset of where you're going. You've broken free. You're going forward.
Amen.
You're going forward. And then you call yourself trying to tell your girl or your guy friend, ooh, this is what I got going on in my life. This is my vision. This is my mission. This is my dream. This is what I'm working toward. And they'll laugh at you. They'll almost scoff at you. You doing that? Girl, you crazy. I'll put my money towards something. You are wasting your time. You need to take care of what you got going on. They'll use some of your deepest, darkest secrets or your pains to rub in your face and tell you how you need to get that straight before you go out and do something else. It will crush you, discourage you, leave you in despair.
Tell the truth.
I know what I'm talking about. I've had it done to me.
Amen.
Everything that we talk about, everything, Facebook Live, on our post, on our line, we've experienced it. That's how we can talk so boldly and confident about it. We have overcome the naysayers. Have
That's
you?
Right.
We have stayed focused on our assignment and seen the dimension of wealth be laid upon our shoulders. Have you?
That's right.
We have been stricken in our body through sickness and through warfare and attack, and we've applied the Word of God through the supernatural strategies and been made whole. Have you?
Amen.
So we know what we're talking about because we have been through it. We've overcome the warlocks and the witches. We've overcome and battled the spells and the curses. We know what it's like to have people betray and turn their back, and we still stay focused on the cause.
Amen.
Evil communications corrupt good manners. Watch out for the naysayers, those that tell you you cannot accomplish something great. Cut them off. There's billions of people on this earth. I don't need that negative voice in my ear. Goodbye. I'm doing it God's way. I'm staying connected to God's prophet who has been assigned to my life. I'm moving forward. Be a trailblazer in your family, in your circle. Trailblazers are the first ones to make the track in that path. Stay away from non-tithers that speak against prosperity through God's kingdom. They talk about tithes. You shouldn't be giving. I don't give my tithes to no man. I don't know. Well, goodbye. Because last time I checked, you were asking me for $20 last week.
Jesus. Amen.
Submerge yourself in God's word. Mm-hmm. I told you I read
four. Amen.
I'm a reader. I'm a studier of God's word. Tell me how many chapters you've studied and read since last Sunday. Submerge yourself in God's word. You want a better vision and mission? You want to go forward in the things of God, but you don't even know what to stay focused on. Yeah, it sounds good. Ooh, repeat after me three times. My focus. And we'll get so excited echoing what the man or woman of God is telling you to say. But where is it concrete and foundational in your life? What mission, what vision do you have of your life? You're just waking up to live another day to go to work, and that's it. Waste of life. And you can't get mad, and that's how the enemy sleeps in and creeps in, because then he tries to give you an envious spirit because now somebody your age, younger than you, older than you, is running circles around you, and you're like, who they think they is? So what? Everybody can't do that. Everybody can do that if you do it in the will of God. For you can do all things which God strengthens you through Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
If you can't do it at this very second, then you devise a plan to get you on that track. I love water. I really do. I love water. About 99% of everything I drink is water. I don't drink coffee. I'm not a coffee head. Coffee just doesn't do anything for me. I don't even like the taste. That might be your thing. God bless you. But I don't drink coffee. I don't drink energy drink. General Energy, he'll tell you, I don't touch them. I'm natural high. I got natural energy. I don't take stimulants and caffeine pills. I don't drink pop or soda. I do not. Too much sugar, not worth it, all of that. Maybe some tea here and there, but everything I drink is water. General Andrew tell you. I like Pellegrino. I like Fuji water. I like all of that. I like it all. So I drink a lot of water, people of God. I love water. I love to brush my teeth with water. I love showers. I love baths. I love water. I love to clean things with water. Water is so important. But it's not enough for me to love water only when I know in other countries water is not just, I should tell you, something that they can splurge in, but it's something they don't even have. They're bathing and washing their clothes and drinking from the same stream that somebody just boo-booed and peed in. They don't have any type of, like, we're so full. They don't have an underground piping system. They don't have an underground well system. They don't have, so they have to trek miles to get to some water. Miles. In the neighboring village or even miles away to the next stream. It's dangerous. The mama just gave birth. She can't walk those miles. She has to stay home with the child and recuperate. So what does she do? She sends a 7-year-old daughter with a pail and says, bring back some water from the stream. A 7-year-old making miles and miles of a trek. Along the way, they get raped. Along the way, they get harassed just to get some water to the house. Kids are growing sick because they're drinking water that's stained with fecal matter and all types of bacteria and virus. Strain. Kids are growing sick, dying poisoning the village. Here I am, I'm bathing and slapping water on. I could leave the water on and walk away and don't have to worry about running out of supply. I could wash my clothes anytime I want. I walk all the way to the other side of the house and use my touchscreen washer and dryer screen and say, here you go. Washing machine is so smart. It measures my load for me and puts in the right amount of water for me. Fancy. But I got the luxury of that. But I knew in the back of my head, I said, I may not can do it right then and there. I may not can do it last year. I may not can do it the year before that. But it's on my vision to help somebody get some water. And that's what we do. We choose a village every year. Every year. To begin to now get a well constructed. I love water. But it's not enough for me to only love water. I've got to help somebody else grow in love with water. And just like Isaiah 12:3 says, it says, through the wells of salvation, that's where we draw our love from, paraphrasing. I want them to be able to draw from the well and understand it's a predominantly where we're doing it this year is Ethiopia. So where we are in that small village that we're doing it with over 200 people this year, this is a predominantly Muslim infiltrated country. And guess what an old Christian from way on the other side of the earth did? Went ahead and paid for a water well that's going to help them and their children grow up strong, that's going to impact the civilization. Yeah. This is what we call making an impact in sowing seeds. When you come in and feed the natural, the hearts will be open to receive the Christian word. Their own Muslim country, their own Muslim faith couldn't get them some fresh water, but all Christians from somewhere they'll never know my name because I make sure of it. My name isn't etched on these wells. My name and General Andrew's name, the generals provided you this water. No, it's all anonymous. I said, don't put my name on anything.
Amen.
I want them to know God did this. Jesus did this.
Yes.
But if I didn't have a vision, what am I working toward? If I don't understand my vision, how can I work towards this?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the generals.